as others. 2. Give them honest and sincere appreciation. 3. Arouse in the other person an eager want. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Perhaps one of America's greatest orators was President Abraham Lincoln. What few realize about Lincoln is he became one of the most beloved leaders in United States history thanks to an act of self-preservation. As a young man, Lincoln would scatter letters and poems ridiculing people along country roads. Later, as a practicing lawyer, Lincoln would lampoon and humiliate politicians in anonymous letters to the Springfield, Illinois Journal. In 1842, one such letter so incensed its intended target, a vain, sensitive, and proud man named James Shields, that it led Lincoln to a sandbar on the Mississippi River. Broadsword in hand and a duel to the death. Before the two men could commence, their seconds interceded and the duel was avoided. But its impact on Lincoln was everlasting. Lincoln learned a valuable lesson that day in the art of dealing with people. Never criticize anybody for anything. As human beings, criticism from another person endures a lifetime of wonderful memories. A stinging insult is rarely forgotten. Instead of condemning people with insults, we must try and understand why they do what they do. If we succeed, Carnegie contends, it breeds sympathy, tolerance, and kindness. Give honest and sincere appreciation. Studies have shown that men and women have a grocery store-like list of things they want in life. 1. Health. 2. Food. 3. Sleep. 4. Money and the things money buys. 5. Life in the hereafter. 6. Sexual gratification. 7. The well-being of our children. And 8. A feeling of importance. It is the latter, this feeling of importance, or as others may call it, the desire to be great, that is least obtainable. And yet it's one of the chief distinguishing differences between mankind and animals, Carnegie concedes. Complicating this further for those of us hoping to heap this awe-inspiring praise on another, it is the fact that everyone's feeling of importance is different. John Dillinger, a notorious bank robber and killer, found his feeling of greatness and importance in being public enemy number one. Another John, John D. Rockefeller, got his feeling of importance by giving money to erect a hospital in China to care for the poor and impoverished. Because of this, we must cater our approach on what we know, or at least what we can find out about the person we hope to influence. So how do we uncover a person's feeling of importance? How do we give someone honest and sincere appreciation? We need to stop thinking about ourselves and start thinking about other people and their finer points. We then need to communicate those positive attributes to that person, reinforcing their feeling of importance. We will find that people cherish well-intended words and treasure them for a lifetime, long after we'd forgotten we'd even spoken them. To be clear, we're not talking about flattery. Flattery is insincere. Carnegie adds, one is from the heart, the other from the teeth out. One is unselfish, the other selfish. One is universally admired, the other universally condemned. Arouse in the other person an eager want. We need to think about what others want, not what we want. Carnegie wrote, I am fond of strawberries and cream, but when I go fishing, I found fish prefer worms. So, when I went fishing, I didn't think about what I wanted, I thought about what they wanted. In the case of the fish, we couldn't bait our hooks with strawberries and cream and expect success. The truth is, everybody wants what they want. They could care less about what we want. How do we overcome this obstacle? We get people to talk about their interests, hobbies, dreams, and needs. As an example, if someone doesn't want young people to smoke, they would